الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. In our previous class we were reading the benefit and the fruit of faith that the author he had mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the fact that sincere and true faith, whenever it is strong and beneficial and firmly grounded and deeply rooted in the heart, it will carry a person to show thanks. It will carry a person to show thanks in times of prosperity and in times of ease and goodness, to show thanks for the numerous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the head of them the blessing of faith itself and the blessing of guidance, and likewise the blessing of the ease and the facilitation that one finds in his daily affairs, in his life and in his family. That sincere faith that carries a person to not be heedless about these affairs. Sincere faith and belief in Allah and the Tawheed of Allah, and knowing Him by His beautiful names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will cause him, yani, to show thanks, will cause the person to show thanks to Allah, knowing that these bounties are from Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great benefit. And likewise in hard times, times of difficulty and poverty, or whenever times get tight and situations become tough and the likes like this, whether with sickness or with illness in oneself or one's body or one's mind or in his family, his loved ones, or with regards to his financial circumstances, so on and so forth, the sincere and true faith, it will carry the person to be patient at that time and to know truthfully and sincerely that this is the command of Allah, and that Allah, He is the most kind, and He is the most wise, and He is the most knowledgeable and aware of the affairs of His creation, and that which He decrees is good, and that which He decrees is good, and the believer, he will submit and surrender to that, and therefore in every circumstance and situation, he will be upon goodness. The believer, he will be upon goodness, and this is the reality of this life. This life is a trial and test, and sometimes we are tested with good times and easy times, and sometimes we are tested with hardship and difficulty. And the obligation in times of goodness is to show thanks, and the obligation in times of hardship and difficulty is to be patient. So therefore, this is the way a believer, he will live his life. And then in between these affairs here, he's seeking forgiveness for his shortcomings and deficiency and showing thanks, and for his shortcomings and deficiency and being patient. In this manner, his affair is good for him, and his situation is upright no matter what he faces. And the author, he mentioned a well-known narration for this, and he mentioned another narration clarifying likewise at times of hardship and difficulty, that a believer, his sins are expiated, that his sins are expiated, mentioning the narration that we had read in the previous class, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يصيب المؤمن من هم ولا غم ولا أذى إلا كفر الله عنه بها من خطاياه. That no hem, no worry befalls a believer, and no gham, and no grief likewise, and no adha, no harm, any from the people or from any aspect, any type of harm, any from that he experiences, hardship and difficulty from the decrees of Allah, whether any from that which is decreed, or from that which is decreed, any that which is decreed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, from His divine calamities or heavenly trials and the likes like this that befall a person from poverty and sickness, so on and so forth, or whether there are the hardships that are decreed and the harm that one faces from the people that come by way of the hands of the people. وَلَا أَذَنْ إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَاهُ. Except that Allah, He will expiate the sins for that person by way of these affairs, and he by the worries that he has, the worries that he has about the future, something worries him and concerns him about his affair, and this will be a means to expiate his sin. And likewise the gham, yani the grief that he has and the concern that he has, yani these are pains of the heart, the hem and the gham and the huzn, yani to have grief and to have worry, and these are pains that afflict the heart. The one who is tried by these affairs and he remembers Allah and he's patient and he deals with him, these are means for his sins to be expiated. And likewise, the hardship that he faces in this life, this is all means for a believer to have his faults and mistakes and his sins to be expiated and removed. So now the author, he's closing this issue. The issue of the fact that sincere and strong faith carries a believer to show thanks in times of prosperity and goodness, and to be patient in times of hardship and difficulty. Mentioning beautiful benefits here to close this topic or this benefit. فَيَجْتَمِعُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ عِنْدَ النِّعَمِ وَالصَّرَّاءِ نِعْمَتَانِ نِعْمَةُ حُصُولِ ذَلِكَ الْمَحْبُوبِ وَنِعْمَةُ التَّوْفِيقِ لِلشُّكُرِ أَلَذِي هُوَ أَعْلَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَبِذَلِكَ تَتِمُّ عَلَيْهِ النِّعْمَةِ. So he says at the time of blessing, at the time of blessing and ease and goodness, a believer, he has two blessings, two ni'mah. لَهُ نِعْمَتَانِ تَجْتَمِعُ لَهُ نِعْمَتَانِ. Two blessings come to the believer at this time. The time whenever he's receiving bounty and blessing and good and ease and prosperity and the worldly life and the likes and his religion as well. There's two blessings coming to him at this time, the true believer. The first one is the blessing of obtaining that bounty, and the blessing of obtaining that goodness, that thing that's beloved to him, that he enjoys. And if the good of his religion and the good of the worldly affair likewise, the halal money and the health and the wealth and the strength he has in his mind and his body, for example. All of these are goodnesses, and so that at this time he obtains this goodness. This is a bounty and blessing from Allah. And then also he's given success, and Allah guides his heart to show thanks and to be appreciative, and to show thanks and to confess that these bounties are the favor of Allah. And then to strive to use those bounties in the pleasure of Allah, and that which is allowed and permissible. And this is another blessing, he says. This is the second blessing, and this one is higher than the first one. And in this manner, the blessing is completed. And the true blessing is completed. Because a person, if he's given bounties and goodness from the worldly affair, or even from the religion, and he didn't show thanks for that. Rather, he used that in the disobedience of Allah, then his blessing turns into, the ni'mah turns into a niqmah. The blessing that's called ni'mah, it turns into a niqmah. Niqmah is retribution. Yani a means of punishment and a reason for failure. Yani, so this is the case. So this is what he means here. That وَبِذَلِكَ تَتِمُّ عَلَيْهِ النِّعْمَةِ. At this time the ni'mah can be completed. The blessing can truly be completed whenever a person, he has the good of this life and in the worldly affairs and in his religion, and he shows thanks for that. And he shows thanks for that. And he has appreciation for that. And he has appreciation for that. And now it's a true blessing. Now it's a true blessing. The good that he found in his religion, and from obedience, and from knowledge, and from benefit, and from righteous actions and deeds, and good statements and speech, and noble conduct and manners. And then he uses this and he shows thanks. He knows it's a favor from Allah. He doesn't become arrogant, thinking he's better than the people, for example, because he memorized more, or because he stood in the night prayer, or because he fasted this day. He thinks that he's better than the rest of the people, and he looks down upon them and belittles them and finds fault with them and mocks them and spreads their faults and the likes like this, thinking that he's better because of his actions of worship and so on and so forth. And even this would in reality not be a blessing for him. It would be a trial for him, waliyadu billah. It would be a fitna for him, waliyadu billah. It would be a niqmah for him, waliyadu billah. Or if he had good in this life, he's strong and he's healthy, he can see well, and he can speak cleverly, and he's bright in his mind, and quick to think, and to ponder, and to reflect, and his body is moving quickly, and he's able to go about through the land. And then he uses this ability in the disobedience of Allah. And he's given the blessing of wealth, for example. And then he uses that blessing, and he, that goodness from the worldly affair, and the disobedience of Allah. This is not truly a blessing for this person. This is not truly a blessing for this person. This is a calamity in reality. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. If he didn't repent from these affairs before he dies, then this is a means of al-istidraj, that Allah would lead this person to his destruction and leave him to his soul and take his soul, yani, while he is in action in a state of disobedience. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, the blessing, the ni'mah, is not complete until the second blessing comes, which is greater than the first one, higher than the first one. And this is to have success, to recognize and realize that these bounties, all of them, that this good that one has, all of them is from Allah. It's from Allah. Allah, He is the Mun'im. He is the Mun'im. This is the indication likewise in Surah Al-Fatiha. اِحْدِينَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ أَنْعَمْتَ يَا Allah. And in confessing that Allah, He is the one who bestowed the blessings. أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And like this, فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْمُنْعِمُ وَحْدَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. To confess this and to know this and to realize this and to profess this with one's tongue and one's heart and to show thanks by surrendering and bowing down to Allah, bowing to Allah and prostrating before Allah with humbleness and humility and complying to His commandments and using those bounties and blessings and that which is allowed. In this manner, the good truly becomes a blessing. In this manner, the blessing becomes complete. So this is the issue of the bounty. In times of goodness, a believer, he has two blessings. What are they? The blessing of receiving the goodness and the blessing of having success to show thanks for the blessing and to use the blessing in that which is allowed and permissible. And this one is greater than the first one. And this one is greater than the first one. And by the second one, the blessing becomes complete. We understand his point. And this is a beautiful point, truly, to reflect upon and to ponder upon and to try to realize and actualize in one's life. And to be like this. To be like this. To be from the thankful. We ask Allah to make us from a shakirin. So then he says, Rahimahullah, وَيَجْتَمِعُ لَهُ عِنْدَ الضَّرَّاءِ ثَلَاثُ نِعَمٍ. And as for in the time of adversity or hardship, difficulty, poverty and trials and the likes like this, there are three blessings that are gathered for a believer that he obtains at this time. نِعْمَةُ تَكْفِيرِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَنِعْمَةُ حُصُولِ مَرْتَبَةِ الصَّبْرِ أَلَتِي هِيَ أَعْلَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَنِعْمَةُ سُهُولَةِ الضَّرَّاءِ الَّتِي عَلَيْهِ لِأَنَّهُ مَتَى عَرَفَ حُصُولَ الْأَجْرِ وَالثَّوَابِ وَتَمَرُّنَ عَلَى الصَّبْرِ حَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَطْعَةُ الْمُصِيبَةِ وَخَفَّ عَلَيْهِ حِمْلُهَا. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that at the time of hardship and difficulty and adversity, then there are three blessings for a believer. Yani the strong believer, the one who has completed his faith. They gather for him, yani in his circumstance and situation, three of them. The first one is the blessing of expiation of the sins. And whenever he's patient at that time of hardship and difficulty, when he's given success to be patient, and even this is a means for his sins to be expiated. And no doubt, all of the children of Adam, they have sins. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. So all of the people, they have sins, they have mistakes. So whenever the calamity befalls a person and he believes in Allah and he's patient, then this is a means for those sins to be expiated. This is the first blessing that he obtains. And the second one is that he will reach the level of the patient. He will reach the level of patience, which is from the highest ranks and status of the religion. And he will reach the level of patience, which is higher than the first one. And it's just a higher level than, or a greater blessing than the first one. And his sins are being removed and expiated. This is a great blessing. Higher than that, he reaches the level of being from those who have patience. Being patient for the sake of Allah. And because they will have their reward without recompense. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And then he mentioned the third blessing is that the blessing of the fact that the hardship will be easy to deal with. It's a hardship. It's a difficulty. It's something that is painful that he's facing, and something that's definitely hard to face and to deal with. But because of his faith, it becomes easy. Because of his faith, it becomes easy. A favor from Allah. So this is the third blessing. The first blessing, that his sins are expiated. And the second blessing is that he reaches the level of the patient. And he reaches the status of the sabr. Manzilat al-sabr. Manzilat al-rafi'a fi al-deen. From the highest levels and ranks in the religion is the level of patience. And he is the head of the religion. And yaqeenu wa sabr. And also a shukr. They come in this manner like this. So he reaches that level by facing these calamities with faith. And then the third blessing is that the hardship becomes easy for him and is facilitated. And maybe it's painful, maybe it's hard, maybe it's difficult, but because of his faith, it's lightened. It's lightened. He's able to face it. He's able to overcome it. He's able to take the means to lighten it, or to take the means to remove it. And then in reality, at this time, there's another blessing, and that is that the believer, he will begin to call on Allah, and that he will return to Allah. If he was upon a good path before, then he will even devote himself even more to Allah in the time of calamity, and he will beg Allah and ask Allah for the way out, and he will find much khair and goodness in this state, and in his return to Allah, and his repentance for his sins, and his begging Allah to help him, and his realizing his own weakness and his need for his Lord, and the likes like this. This is a favor from the best and the greatest of all favors that a person, he would humble himself before Allah and know that there's no way out and there's no safety and there's no savior except to him, and to return to him and to seek help and aid in him, and then to wait for the faraj and the relief and the aid and the help to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another great blessing likewise, and he in this affair, and he reaching that level of patience and making the hardship easy for him, making the hardship easy for him. He said, because whenever a person, he knows that he's going to obtain the reward, and he has accustomed himself and to being patient, then the hardship will be, or the calamity, when it befalls, it will be lighter for him to bear it. It'll be easy for him to burden, and he lighter for him to bear this affair, because he's hoping for the reward, and also he's accustomed to this affair, and he knows, and he from his faith, that it's from the decree of Allah and in the hands of Allah, and that it was meant to befall him, and that whatever Allah decrees, it will happen. And if it's something that occurred, then it's from the decree of Allah, and it cannot be removed or lightened except by returning to Allah. So he will take these steps and these means, and he's accustomed to this affair. So at this time, the actual any calamity, and whenever it befalls the person, it will be easier and lighter for him to carry, and the burden will be facilitated for him, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. After this, he says, "Rahimahullah wa minha anna al-imana yaqta'u shukuka allati ta'ridu li kathirin min an-nas fa tadurru bi dinihim. Anna al-imana yaqta'u shukuka allati ta'ridu li kathirin min an-nas fa tadurru bi dinihim." And from the favors, from the benefits and the fruits of faith, is that with iman and sincere faith, it cuts the doubts. It cuts them off entirely, and he removes all of the doubts which come to the people, or many of the people, and it harms their religion. And the doubts and the misunderstandings and the affairs of creed and belief and in the deen in general. And these are from the most dangerous affairs. From the worst of all trials is the fitna and shubuhat. The shubuhat with shukuk. And the doubts and misconceptions in the religion, and the affairs of creed, and the affairs of tawheed, and the affairs of ibadah, and the affairs of the methodology that is upright and correct. And to have doubts, this is from the worst of the affairs, and from the greatest trials that a person could be tried with, and a trial in his religion. So the doubts that many of the people are exposed to, that bring deficiency and weakness to their religion, the iman, it removes that entirely. Al-iman, it removes those doubts entirely. Allahu Akbar. So he says, قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا أي دفع الإيمان الصحيح الذي معهم الريب والشك الموجود وأزاله بالكلية وقاوم الشكوك التي تلقيها شياطين الإنس والجن والنفوس الأمارة بالسوء فليس لهذه العلل المهلكة دواء إلا تحقيق الإيمان فليس لهذه العلل المهلكة العلل المهلكة دواء إلا تحقيق الإيمان. So he says that Allah the Most High, he says the meaning of which is that verily the believers, there are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have no doubts. And then they have no doubts. And ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا أَلَمْ يَشُكُّوا. They have no doubts. أَيْتَيَقَّنُوا. I mean, now they have certainty. These are the true believers. These are the true believers. The Shaykh is saying, meaning that the correct faith that they have, again, an indication of the importance of this affair. It's not any faith. And because we know that faith, yani, fluctuates, and the people vary with regards to their faith. Now some, they have the foundation of faith, but their faith is not good and strong nor correct. It has some deficiencies in it. So the strong faith, the correct faith, the good faith, what does it do? It repels the doubts and removes the doubts and misunderstandings. It removes them, the misunderstandings, misinterpretations, the things that are not clear, and the affairs of their religion. The correct faith, it removes all of that. It removes all of that, yani, entirely. وَأَزَالُهُ بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ الْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ. The knowledge, the correct knowledge and the sincere faith, it removes all of the doubts, all of the misunderstandings, all of the misconceptions. It removes them entirely. A person, he will be upon true certainty. A person, he will be upon true certainty. يعني اليقين الجازم الراسخ. يعني true certainty in his heart. No, the shubha will come, and it will not soak into his heart. He will repel it with knowledge and with faith, And he will look at it and see it, and he will put away, and he will not stand. And the people, they will come with doubts, and they'll come with misconceptions, and he will be able to refute them with his knowledge, with detailed knowledge. Or even if he doesn't have detailed knowledge for this particular doubt or misunderstanding, he has general knowledge that he repels those doubts with. He has general knowledge that he repels those doubts with. General knowledge of the fundamentals of faith and the foundations of the religion. Even if a person, for example, he didn't have detailed evidence memorized with regards to the obligation of calling on Allah alone, but he has general knowledge about the Tawheed of Allah, and that Allah, he's the Lord of the worlds, and nothing happens in his kingdom, his dominion, except by his permission, and that all worship is the right of Allah only. And then somebody came and tried to present a shubha or misconception, it's allowed to call on the graves because of this reason and that reason, and they make any of their speech sound beneficial, or they decorate their speech with some beneficial statements, or they decorate their falsehood with some truth, and the lies like this. Even if a person, he didn't have the detailed knowledge to refute that, but he has sincere faith and true and correct faith, he will have the general knowledge to refute that. And he'll know that ibadah is the right of Allah. I don't know what you're talking about and the evidences that you're mentioning, but I know that the worship is for Allah alone. And I know that supplication is worship. I know that supplication and calling on Allah is worship. I know that tawaf is worship. So therefore, to do that to a grave and to give that to a grave is shirk. And he will not be shook. Even if he didn't have the detailed information to refute that person, he will have the general information because of his correct faith. Because the foundation of faith is knowledge. And if the knowledge, if the faith is correct, that means he has the fundamental knowledge that he needs. And this knowledge here removes all doubts. And the greatest fundamental knowledge is the knowledge of Tawheed, that Allah, he is the only one worthy of worship. And that directing anything from the actions of worship to other than Allah is falsehood. So he will have this fundamental. And he will have this fundamental. If he had more knowledge, then it would be even easier. And by the grace of Allah, to refute him with clear proofs and evidences, mentioning a number of verses clarifying that dua is the right of Allah, and likewise a hadith. So this is the case. He will be able to do this because of his faith. And he will have faith. His correct faith will repel these doubts. He'll remove these doubts. He will be protected from them. They will not affect him. And they will go away entirely. وَقَوَمَ الشُّكُوكَ الَّتِي تُلْقِيهَا شَيَاطِينُ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. He will also be able to repel and to deal with. And he will be able to deal with the doubts and repel them, remove them, and he counteract them and refute them. The doubts that the shayateen, the devils from mankind, and likewise from the jinn, they cast. They need the doubts that come, yani from the devils of mankind, and likewise from the devils of the jinn, and also from the souls that command evil and the likes. He will be able to deal with these affairs, and he will be able to refute them. He will be able to repel them. They will not affect him because of his sincere and his good faith. This is a great bounty and blessing. The worst trial, from the worst trial, is to be tried in the religion and to have doubts in the religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his supplications that he would make, and a number of them, in the middle of a long supplication, he would say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. Oh Allah, do not make our calamity, our trial in our religion. Do not in our religion, any trial from the worldly affair, and he compared to a trial in the religion is light. But the one who's tried in his religion, and he tried by following the way of the Khawarij, for example, or believing that they're upon the haqq, or believing that the Ikhwan Muslimun, they're good and they're righteous and pious, and we should follow them and help them, or Jamaat al-Tabligh, for example, and the likes like this, or ISIS, yani that they're upon Islam properly and they're calling to the Sharia and they have Tawheed and Sunnah. But the other billah, or the Shia, or our brothers, yani and the Rafila, they're our brothers in Islam, or even the Christians are our brothers, and the likes like, all of this is falsehood. All of this is falsehood, or even worse than that, some of them, they say that the Jews and Christians are going to Jannah of today, and the likes like this. Yani, and that they have so many good deeds that, you know, how could they be rejected? How could they be denied? Because of their, yani, all of this is falsehood. All of this is evil to be tried like this. To be tried in these affairs, to have uncertainty in one's creed and one's belief, and to think that maybe possibly, to call on a grave will benefit, to call on somebody who's supposed to be a wali, for example, that they said he's a wali, he'll benefit, or that there's a man other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have to believe everything he said, no matter what, and no matter what he said, you have to believe it. If he said it, the sheikh said it, that you have to believe it, no matter what, this is falsehood. Whether they say it outwardly with their tongue, or whether they act like that in their manners, in their condition, in their state. And he might be disani harihim, أو بإما بلسان مقاريهم أو بلسان حارهم. Some people they're like that. والعياذ بالله. So this is falsehood. This is a great trial and a test. This is a great trial and a test. And it's to have doubts about the fundamentals of the religion, about the foundation of the deen, about the proper aqidah and the proper methodology that a believer he should live in his life, to be tried and to think that it's okay to speak ill of the Muslim rulers in public and the likes like this, and to announce their faults and so on and so forth. And all of this is falsehood. All of these are great trials and doubts and misconceptions and misunderstandings that are great deviations and bring great deficiency and weakness to the religion. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the Shaykh is closing now. He says, or this portion, he says, فَلَيْسَ لِهَذِهِ الْعِلَلِ المهلكه دواء الا تحقيق الايمان. There is no cure for these destructive illnesses. And these are all illnesses of the hearts, illnesses that afflict the hearts, doubts and misconceptions, shubuhat, yani hiya min amrad al-qulub, the shubuhat and the misconceptions and the misunderstandings. These are from the diseases that afflict the heart. The Shaykh is saying that these are destructive diseases. These are destructive illnesses that there's no cure for them whatsoever, except to actualize and fulfill the rights of faith. Except to fulfill the rights of faith, to actualize faith. إِلَّا تَحْقِيقُ الْإِيمَانِ. Except to fulfill and to actualize the iman properly, inwardly and outwardly. And the cure is to not go to a psychiatrist. But yeah, they'll be like people that have problems in their life, and they go to psychiatrists, and they'll go to a disbeliever. They'll go to a Christian or a Jew and pay him money and confess their problems and issues to that person, hoping that he's going to cure their troubles and their worries and their griefs and their hardships and fix their problems in their life. And that person, he bows down before creation. And that person, even himself, he bows down before creation. And he belies Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what kind of kafir he is, whether he's a Jew or a Christian, or whether he's a Buddhist or whatever, that yani Hindu, and he belies Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then somebody will go to him and pay them money and ask them to cure their soul. Ask them to cure their soul. SubhanAllah, I remember now a benefit. Some of the salaf is mentioned. One of the scholars of hadith, I forget his name right now. But they asked him, somebody came and asked him, like one of the philosophers, yani, or one of the people that's tried by those deviant sects. And he's from, I think it's the one who wrote the book, The Explanation of Al-Muwatta. He's Maliki. Ibn al-Arabi. I think that was him. Anyways, the statement is mentioned, somebody came to him and said, did you read Adab al-Nufus? It's so-and-so and so-and-so. Did you leave the manners of the soul by so-and-so? And he mentioned like some Greek philosopher. And he's asking the scholar this affair. Did you read about any the manners of the soul, any in the issues of the soul, any by so-and-so? He said, no, I never read this book, but I read the manners of the soul by Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the Prophet Muhammad, meaning if you want to rectify your soul, if you have problems in your life, the cure is in the Quran and the Sunnah. The cure is in the Quran and the Sunnah. The cure is returning back to the book and the Sunnah. فَإِذَا تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Yani this is the cure here, and the understanding of the Sahaba and the likes like this. So yani there's no way to cure these diseases, these doubts, misconceptions, these problems and heartaches, any things that disturb the mind and so on and so forth, except with faith. And wallahi, returning to the Christians for advice is not from faith. Returning to the Jews for advice and direction on how to rectify the soul and to cure the diseases of the mind and the lifestyle is not from faith. This is not from faith. This is contrary to faith. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Going to psychiatrists, this is falsehood. This is falsehood. Why did they go there? The tree is dried up. The tree is weak. And maybe they have the tree there. Alhamdulillah, we'll make takfir of them. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But the tree is weak. The tree of faith, and that person, that's what drove them over there. And it is going to the wrong sources. If you just learn the likes of this small work here, you will see the sources for that. You go to the right sources. Yani, to rectify the tree, to nourish the tree, to cultivate the tree, to strengthen the tree. Yani, and whenever the tree becomes strong in the heart, then a person, by the permission of Allah, he will be unstoppable in this life. And he'll be able to face anything. Because if If it's good that he's facing, he'll show thanks. And if it's hardship and difficulty that he's facing, he will be patient. And he will put his trust and reliance upon Allah. And in that, so nobody can truly harm him. And it's not, he's not looking at the people anymore. And he'll be not be afraid of the people anymore. He'll be afraid of Allah. He'll be afraid of Allah. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمْ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمْ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. This is the slogan for a believer like that. حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ. Yani that Allah, He is going to protect me. Allah, He is going to suffice me and save me. If I need some good, حَسْبِ Allah. If I need some wealth and prosperity, so if I need to have any good from this life or from my religion, then Allah, He will suffice me. Allah, He will suffice me and help me and aid me and protect me and direct me. And if I need any help from any difficulty or hardship or out of any calamity, then hasbi Allah. Allah, He is the one who is going to help me for that. This statement is an amazing statement. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. It's legislated to say it whenever you want to have some good or if you want to be safe from evil. In both circumstances. In both circumstances. So this is the case. This statement here is a beautiful statement. فَلَيْسَ لِهَذِهِ الْإِلَلِ الْمُهْلِكَ دَوَاءٌ إِلَّا تَحْقِيقُ الْإِيمَانِ. There is no dawa. There's no cure. There's no medication. That's what dawa is, huh? Cure, medication. There's no cure for these destructive diseases except for actualizing faith. Actualizing faith. What's the foundation of faith? Go back to knowledge. You'll find those people going to the psychiatrist, you'll find those people going here and going there, or taking because they don't have knowledge. And the foundation of the faith is weak in the first place. Their knowledge of Allah and His attributes is probably from the most deficient aspect. Or if you ask them the meaning of La ilaha illallah, maybe they'll say there's no God except for Allah. And they'll misunderstand that entirely and misinterpret that entirely. That's not the meaning of that statement. That's not the intention of that statement. That's not why that statement was revealed. The statement was revealed for worship, to single out Allah alone in worship, and to surrender to Him with love and hope and fear and humbleness and servitude and submission and compliance and obedience inwardly and outwardly. That's why that statement is revealed. لَا مَعْبُودَ حَقٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And that's the true meaning. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Now, no doubt there's only one true God, and He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the meaning of that statement is that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Is that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is worshipped in falsehood and not worthy. And so then the issue goes back to knowledge. To actualize faith, you have to have knowledge. To get knowledge, you have to seek it. To seek knowledge, you have to be patient. To seek knowledge, you have to be sincere. To seek knowledge, you have to realize that you are ignorant and that you don't know. And you have to have the desire to want to know. You have to have the desire to want to know. I don't want to be ignorant. I don't want to be ignorant. I want to know my religion. You have this desire. أصل العلم رغبة وثمرته السعادة وأصل الزهد الرهبة وثمرته العبادة. نعم. So the foundation of knowledge is to have desire, to want to have knowledge, to want to have knowledge, to want to know. To want to know one's religion, to want to know how to worship Allah properly, to want to know how to believe in Allah properly, to want to know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his biography and his life and how he dealt with the affairs and what happened to him and occurred to him throughout his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to want to know Islam. You need to have this desire first. And this is the foundation of knowledge. And the fruit of that is happiness and success. Is happiness and success. So the Shaykh, he says, وَلِهَذَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ يَتَسَأَلُونَ هَذَا اللَّهُ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ فَمَنْ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فَمَنْ وَجَدَ ذَلِكَ فَلْيَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِي وَلْيَتَعُوذ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. So the Shaykh is mentioning now, so because of this, and he, again, what was he's talking about? So we're not lost. About dealing with the doubts, dealing with the misconceptions, dealing with the misunderstandings, dealing with these diseases of the heart, from the shubuhat and the shukuk, dealing with them. There's no way to deal with them except with actualizing and realizing and applying the faith properly, inwardly and outwardly. He said, because of this, it's been reported authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahihain. From the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the people will continue to ask one another. The people will continue to ask one another. Then this Allah, He created the creation. So therefore, who created Allah? And then whoever from you finds this, then he should say, I believe in Allah. And he should stop and seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. And seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. Wallahu alam, this narration and the wording that the shaykh he mentioned here is a combination of more than one narration. The actual amantu billahi wa riyantahi wa riyata'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim or min ash-shaytan, all three of these affairs, all three of these steps in one narration. I didn't come across this and in this manner, but there's a number of narrations from Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, different texts, and they have the same context or subject matter, but the wordings are different. The wordings are different, but all of these issues, they have been affirmed. And that whenever this affair comes, doubts come about aqidah, about tawheed, and the likes like this, then a person, he will take these steps. One of the wordings that has come from in Bukhari and Muslim likewise, from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَتِي الشَّيْطَانِ أَحَدَكُمْ فَيُقُلْ مَنْ خَلَقَ كَذَا وَمَنْ خَلَقَ كَذَا حَتَّى يَقُولَ مَنْ خَلَقَ رَبَّكَ فَإِذَا بَلَغَهُ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily shaitan, he will come to one of you and he will say, who created this and who created that? Some of the wordings and some of the wordings that's mentioned, man khalaqa as-sama, man khalaqa al-ard, like this. He'll say, who created this and who created that? And mentioning a number of affairs from the creation. And then he will say, hatta yaqula man khalaqa rabbak, who created your Lord. So whenever he reaches this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if this reaches you, or a person, فَلْيَسْتِعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ, then he should seek refuge with Allah and he should stop. As for in the hadith here, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسِ يَتَسَأَلُونَ, then what has come, that what I have found is just, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَلْيَكُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ فَلْيَكُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. So whenever we combine these narrations together, we have the summary of what the shaykh is mentioning here. And the shaykh is mentioning here. So this is the case. He said, فَذَكَرَ صلى الله عليه وسلم هَذَا الدَّوَاءَ النَّافِعَ لِهَذَا الدَّاءَ الْمُهْلِكَ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this beneficial cure for this destructive disease. He mentioned this beneficial cure for this destructive disease. What is the destructive disease here? Doubts about aqidah, doubts about tawheed, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who created the heavens? Who created the trees? Who created the fish? Who created the eyes? Who created Allah? Like this, when he go all the way to this, he's going to go all the way to this. But the fitrah knows that the creator, he is different from the creation. The creator is not created. Creation is created. The creation has a beginning and the end. As for the creator, he's alive and never dies. As for the creator, he's alive and his life has no beginning. Al-awwal, alladhi laysa qablahu shay. And he is the last. There's nothing after him. He has no ending. Subhanallah, his life is eternal, absolute. He's always alive, always strong, always knowledgeable, always powerful. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, he's the creator. And he's the one who created us from that fluid. He created cows and from that fluid, and created chickens from that, from that egg, and the fish in the sea, and in this manner, until you were fluid in that manner. Now we have eyes and we have hearts and we think and we comprehend and we have feelings, and sometimes we're happy, the next minute we're sad. And you see this in your family, one second your child is laughing and the next minute they're crying. And subhanAllah. And one person, even sometimes, you'll want this thing and you'll want to do this thing, and all of a sudden you don't want to do it no more. All of a sudden you don't want to, you want to go here, and next thing you know, we don't know why, you don't want to go there no more. It all changed. And by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's the one who has control over the hearts. He's the creator. There's nothing like Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Like this. So this is something that the fitrah knows, but shaitan, he can play with people. And if their faith is weak, it will affect them. So whenever that comes, what do? You treat that with faith. You treat that with faith. You treat that with faith in Allah. Amantu billah. Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. I believe that He is my creator. I believe that He created me in the womb of my mother. I believe that He raised me and cultivated me and provided for me and sustained me all the way to this day. I believe in Allah. I believe that this creation didn't come from nowhere. I believe that this creation didn't create itself. I believe that this heavens didn't create the earth and the earth didn't create the heavens. I believe in Allah. Amantu billah. You go back to the rububiyyah of Allah and the lordship of Allah and the likes like this, and you say amantu billah. And some wordings in al-Musnad by Imam Ahmad, amantu billahi wa rusuli. Amantu billahi wa rusuli. I believe in Allah and His messengers. and his messengers. And even subhanAllah didn't say وَرَسُولِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, all of his messengers. I believe in Allah and his messengers. So this is what the Shaykh is saying. So this is the destructive disease. The disease with regards to creed, with regards to belief in the heart, and the likes. And the beneficial cure is this affair. وَهُوَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ. And this beneficial cure is three things, the Shaykh he says. الْإِنْسِهَاءُ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْوَسَاوِسِ. That a person, he will stop these whispers. And these whispers, they come to him from shaitan. So they come from outside. And shaitan yuwaswisu lahu, and he'll bring them to him. But a person, if he's not careful, he can entertain them. He can listen to them. And he can base rulings on them. And he can think about them. And he can rationalize with them. And he can start going back and forth with shaitan in his mind like this. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade. He forbade this. And his statement, وَلْيَنْتَهِ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ. And he stop. You don't think about that no more. You cut that off. That thought come to use. Who created this? Who created that? Then he says, who created Allah? Psst. أعوذ بالله. You cut it right there. You don't even listen to that no more. That's falsehood. You have no time for falsehood. So you stop it immediately. That's the first one he says. I didn't see how one had it. What's that? Was the shaytaniyya? To stop listening to these satanic whispers. Wasawas is shaytaniyya, any satanic whispers, whispers from the devil. You don't listen to them, you stop that automatically. You don't pay attention to it no more. What is the other to min sharri man alqaha? Nam wa shabbaha biha li yudilla biha libad. And you seek refuge from the one who casted these whispers and brought these doubts in order to mislead the people. In order to mislead the people. So this is the second step he's mentioning, that you seek refuge with Allah. You seek refuge with Allah. And the third one, وَالْاِعْتِصَامُ بِعِسْمَةِ الْإِيمَانِ الصَّحِيِّ. And the third one is to hold fast to the handhold of correct faith. To the handhold of correct faith. Correct faith. الَّذِي مَنْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِهِ كَانَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. Hold fast to the correct faith. Whoever holds fast to it, he'll be from those who are safe. And the only way is safety and savior. Is to hold fast to faith, correct faith. So these are the things here, and they're gathered in these narrations of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ. And another wording, فَلْيَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. And one wording, فَلْيَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِي. Whenever we gather them all together, if the whisper came, the first thing he does is say, أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And then you don't pay attention to it anymore. You don't listen to that. You don't think about that. You don't worry about that. You change your mind to something else. That's it. That's it. And you hold fast to your faith. Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. I believe in Allah. Like this. This is a cure for this affair. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْبَاطِلَ يَتَّضِحُ بُطْلَانُهُ بِأُمُورٍ كَثِيرَةٍ أَعْظَمُهَا الْعِلْمُ أَنَّهُ مُنَافٍ لِلْحَقِّ وَكُلُّ مَا نَاقَضَ الْحَقَّ فَهُوَ بَاطِلٌ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. The Shaykh, he says, and this is because falsehood, it becomes clear. Something that's false. Its falsehood becomes clear by a number of affairs. And if falsehood, the falsehood of falsehood can become clear by a number of affairs. Somebody might see something and it's falsehood. There's a number of ways to clarify and verify that thing is falsehood. This is what he's saying, rahimahullah. From the greatest of those affairs is knowledge. Knowledge that issue is contrary to the truth. It's similar like the example we made before. Somebody tried to come along and say that you could call on a grave. Go ahead and call on the grave. They'll say like, Mujarrab, they tried it. They went to this grave and they called on this grave and they had a baby. They went to this grave and they called on this grave and they had, somebody came all of a sudden. You never, just go do it. But this is contrary to the truth. The truth is that the grave is not worthy of worship. And that the grave is under the command of Allah. He cannot do anything except by the permission of Allah. And he's dead anyways. And we've been commanded to make dua for the grave, not dua to the grave. We make dua for the person in the grave, not to the person in the grave. That's the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you will see this is contrary to the truth. Whether they have some detailed proof or whatever, they mix it up and the likes like this, person, he sees this directly. This is contrary to the haq. The grave is not worthy of worship. A cow is not worthy of worship. A rat's not worthy of worship. A man's not worthy of worship. Even if he's alive, he's not worthy of worship. So therefore, that's falsehood. So the first way to identify the falsehood of something is that it's contrary to the truth. To have knowledge that is contrary to the truth. He says, so everything that's contrary to the truth, then is falsehood. كُلُّ مَا نَقَضَ الْحَقِّ فَهُوَ بَاطِلٌ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ وَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ And what is after the truth except for falsehood? Meaning, so if it's not truth, then it's falsehood. If it's falsehood. خلاص, so to verify this, to know that it's contrary to the foundation and the fundamentals of the religion, then you know that it's falsehood and it's not correct. You know that it's falsehood and it's not correct. So then you say, أعوذ بالله, and you leave that. And you say, أعوذ بالله, أمنت بالله, I believe in Allah. I believe in Allah and His messengers. عليهم الصلاة والسلام, and you leave that affair. And you leave that affair. Then he will not have any way against the person, except if he opens the way. Shaitan, he doesn't have a path to the people, to the believers. There's no way for Shaitan to come to a believer except if he opens the door for him. Huh? Except if he opens the door for him. How does he open the door for him? By committing actions of disobedience. This is inviting the Shaitan. By perpetrating the prohibitions, falling short in the commandments, also by leaving the sunan. And there's a number of evidences for this. Any of the person who enters his home, if he doesn't say bismillah, then shaitan enters with him. And then if he doesn't say bismillah when he eats his food, then shaitan, he eats his food with him. And so the remembrance of Allah. So a person, he'll open the doorway for shaitan upon him if he's heedless, if he's negligent. If he's negligent of and heedless of the remembrance of Allah, and heedless of the obedience of Allah. Now he's letting a pathway for shaitan to come to him, yani to affect him, and the likes like this. Yani, so this is something yani, a person should be aware of. But to see the truth of the affair, and then realize that everything that's contrary to that is falsehood in this manner. What are the steps that we do whenever the wasawas come from shaitan about this affair? Seek refuge with Allah. You leave it. You don't entertain it whatsoever. You don't entertain it whatsoever. You don't listen to it. You don't think about it. You turn it away from it. You turn it off entirely. And then you also say, "Amantu billah wa rasulihi wa rasulihi." After this, the Shaykh he says, "وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ مَلْجَأُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي كُلِّ مَا يُلِمُّ بِهِمْ مِنْ سُرُورٍ وَحُزْنٍ وَخَوْفٍ وَأَمْنٍ وَطَاعَةٍ وَمَعْصِيَةٍ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الَّتِي لَابُدَّ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ مِنْهَا." Now he is mentioning from the most amazing benefits here, and the topics he discusses now are very, very beneficial and amazing. And the Shaykh, he has been given a great blessing, futuhat ilmiya wa imaniya, wallahu a'lam rahimahullah. From the misafir here. He says, and also from the fruits of faith is that sincere and true faith, al-Iman, it is the place of refuge of the believers. It's a place of refuge. Malja al-Mu'mineen. And Malja literally is a place of refuge. Like for example, if somebody's outside and starts raining, what do? You run inside or you go under a shelter. You go under the carport, for example. You go under the place, anywhere where the rain can't come. There's a shelter, there's an overhang from a building, or you go inside a building, and the likes like this. You go to shelter. You go someplace where the rain can't touch you. You go to that area like this whenever there's a storm. They're going to go to a storm shelter. They're going to need to be protected by the permission of Allah from the environment and the likes like this. So that we understand the point of the malja. The malja is like this. This is a place of refuge. Any makan al-luju. This is ism makan. Makan al-luju. The place a person goes to take refuge. So for the believers, al-iman is their place of refuge. You understand that? This is something you really have to think about. Like the people that are running, they're terrified. They're terrified. This one's running here, this one's running there, this one's running. The believer, what does he run? To his faith. He runs to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. He runs to Allah. This person, he's afraid, he's scared. Something's going to happen to him. What do they think about? Call so-and-so. Let's call so-and-so. Or this situation happens, can I call so-and-so. Call my mom. Call my dad. Call my brother. Call so-and-so. Like this, a believer. Before all of that, what does he do? Call Allah. Call Allah. You call Allah. The first thing. The first, he called Allah. He'll call Allah anytime. Good time, bad time. That's what he's going to talk about. He'll call on Allah. Then after that, if it's from the legislative means and beneficial, and in order to lighten the affair or to help achieve the affair, to call so and so and so and so, this is allowed. To understand, any person, this is allowed. But that's not where he goes to first. His heart doesn't go to that person. His heart goes to Allah. He seeks refuge with Allah. He runs and flees to Allah. And then after that, with that, yani actualized in his heart, then he takes the means that Allah has legislated for him, that's allowed for him. From that, to get advice and consultation from the believers, to get help from the believers, so on and so forth, in this manner. So this is a great, great, great benefit. That, and from the benefits of faith, that faith itself, al-iman malja'ul mu'mineen, fi kulli ma yulimu bihim, in everything that concerns them and happens to them, from happiness, to grief, to fear, and to safety, obedience, disobedience, other than that, and other than that, from the affairs that must occur to everyone. And nobody is safe from them. A person, he's either going to be happy, he's going to be sad, he's going to be scared, he's going to be safe, he's going to be in a state of obedience, he's going to fall into disobedience. And other than that, then the affairs that he's mentioned in every aspect of life, the place of safety and security, the refuge a believer runs to, that he runs to is al-Iman. Al-Iman, Allahu Akbar. So he says, فَعِنْدَ الْمَحَابِّ وَالسُّرُورِ يَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ فَيَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ وَيُثْنُونَ عَلَيْهِ وَيَسْتَعْمِلُونَ النِّعَمَ فِيمَا يُحِبُّ الْمُنْعِمِ وَيَسْتَعْمِلُ النِّعَمَ فِيمَا يُحِبُّ الْمُنْعِمِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So he's summarizing now in a beautiful manner. So with regards to the beloved things that befall a person and the happiness that occurs to him, then they flee to faith. The believers, they seek refuge in faith at this time. Understand that? Somebody got a new job, somebody got a raise, somebody had a son, somebody had a daughter. His son graduated with top rank from some beneficial from Jamia Islamiyah, for example. Like this, or he became an imam, or he became this, or he became that. Any of the good from the life is happening for him. Alhamdulillah, one of the children memorized the Quran, or he memorized Juz Amma, or he learned Arabic, or he's learning Arabic. Allahu Akbar, or has a desire to do good, or somebody repented from a sin, and their situation became better. Somebody was upon a bad way, and they rectified their affair. Alhamdulillah, all of these are good affairs, right? Beloved, things that a believer loves for himself and for others. The believers, the Shaykh is saying now, they seek refuge at this time, and they flee to their faith. Huh? By praising Allah, thanking Him. By praising Allah and thanking Him, and by using those bounties and that which the one who bestowed them loves. To use those bounties in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and He's the one who bestowed the bounties. And so this is where they flee to. They flee to this affair. They see the bounty that they have from their wealth and then from their health and the likes like this, and they'll flee to Allah and show thanks to Him, and they'll praise Him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I can see. Alhamdulillah, I can walk. Alhamdulillah, I prayed today. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, I'm waiting for the next prayer. Alhamdulillah, I love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I love Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, I love Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha and all of the mothers of the believers radiyallahu anhunna. Alhamdulillah, you thank Allah, you praise Allah. You thank Allah, you praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, you have safety. Your children are healthy. So on and so forth. Alhamdulillah. And even if he's tried with something, he's not tried in his religion. He still has his deen. So then he praises Allah. He thanks Allah. He praises Allah. He thanks Allah. Alhamdulillah, my car runs. Alhamdulillah, the AC is on. And all of these affairs like this. And subhanAllah. A believer, he returns to Allah. He seeks refuge with Allah in these affairs by thanking Him, by praising Him, by glorifying Him, and by using those blessings in that which is pleasing to Al-Mun'im. And he's the one who gave the blessings. The one who gave the blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَ الْمَكَارِحِ وَالْأَحْزَانِ يَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ مِنْ جِهَةٍ عَدِيدَ. He said, in the times of hardship and grief, and whenever hardships and grief befall a person, then the believers, they seek refuge in their faith from a number of aspects. From a number of aspects. He says, يَتَسَلَّوْنَ بإيمانهم وحلاوته ويتسلون بما يترتب على ذلك من الثواب ويقابلون الأحزان والقلق براحة القلب والرجوع إلى الحياة الطيبة المقاومة للأحزان والأتراح. He says, so from that, these numerous, number of ways and aspects that they do, and they seek refuge in their faith, they flee to their faith in times of hardship and worries and griefs, that they find comfort and consolement by way of their faith and the sweetness of their faith. And they find comfort and consolement in the fact that they're hoping for that great reward that comes, yani for being patient, yani, and the likes like this, yani by believing in the decree of Allah and accepting that there's a great reward for this affair. So now this consoles them. Now this consoles them, and they see the great, and the reward of this, and they hope for that affair. And they meet these worries and these griefs and the likes like this with peace of mind. And بِرَحَةِ الْقَلْبِ, any that their heart is at ease, and they have a peace of mind, and they return back to the good life. The good life that removes all of these distresses and all of these worries and griefs. They return back to the good life. What is the good life? The good life is showing thanks, a time of good and ease, and being patient in times of hardship. That's the reality of the good life. Yani, that's the reality of the good life. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِي أَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. So this is yani from the wonderful benefits of faith. In good times, a believer, he flees to Allah, and he finds refuge in his faith. In bad times, a believer, he flees to Allah, and he finds refuge in his faith. And it's something may be clear for most of us, yani, to seek refuge with Allah and to flee to Him at times of hardship. But here in the time of good times, he's saying also fleeing to Allah. And he fleeing to Allah. And any person, he has good in his religion, he has good in his deen, he finds himself that he's striving to be obedient, he noticed that he has a lot of good with him, alhamdulillah, he knows some foundations and fundamentals of his religion, he has benefit with him in his deen, then he'll flee to Allah and show thanks. He'll show thanks, alhamdulillah. And he will strive, yani, his best to make sure the knowledge that he's blessed with is a proof for him and not against him, and that that knowledge will humble him and not cause him to become arrogant and the likes like this. And this is from showing thanks for that knowledge, showing thanks for the knowledge of the religion, the knowledge of al-Islam, the knowledge of the Sunnah, the knowledge of al-Salafiyya, Sahiha, the correct methodology and way. Yani, a believer, he shows thanks for that by humbling himself and using that knowledge, yani, properly, and in being afraid of being like the Christians and being like those people who and the Jews, from being afraid from being like the Jews, those people who know the truth and they did not apply it, and the knowledge that they have is an evidence against them. وَلِيَذَا بِاللَّهِ. So yani, this is the case. Yani, to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, this issue, this topic comes so many times in this book. This topic here comes so many times in this book. Yani, to in different aspects, the issue of showing thanks in times of prosperity, and the issue of being patient in the times of adversity and hardship. And he said, this is the good life. He said, وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ الْخَوْفِ فَيَطْمَئِنُّونَ إِلَيْهِ. And they seek refuge in their faith at times of fear, and they find tranquility and peace and by way of their faith. فَيَزِيدُهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَثَبَاتًا وَقُوَّةً وَشَجَاعَةً وَيَضْمَحِلُّ الْخَوْفُ الَّذِي أَصَابَهُمْ. And so at this time, yani, the times of fear, a person who's afraid of something, then they will seek refuge in their faith, and they will find tranquility and peace in their hearts, and they will increase in faith and firmness, and they will increase in strength and bravery, and the fear will go away entirely that befell them. كما قال تعالى عن خيار الخلق, just as has been mentioned, just as Allah has mentioned about the best of the creation, or from the best of the creation, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. He said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, the believers at time of fear, then they seek refuge in their faith, they seek shelter with their faith, and they become tranquil, and they find peace and ease, and they increase at this time, they increase in faith and also firmness, and they increase in strength and also bravery, and the fear that had afflicted them, it goes away entirely, just as Allah has mentioned about, you know, the best of the people, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. And Allah, He mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, and those, whenever the people said to them, verily the people have gathered for you, and gathered together for you, and to fight you, to harm you, and so therefore you should fear them. So this only increased them in faith, and they said, Allah will suffice us, and He's the best of those who dispose of the affairs. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. And he stopped here, and they returned with the bounty of Allah and His grace. And the verse continued, لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوء. Huh? لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوء. What's after that? لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. No harm touched them whatsoever, and they followed the pleasure of Allah. And they followed the pleasure of Allah. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. So this is the case, and this is the example of those believers. Whenever the people try to scare them, they try to scare them by the creation. The people are coming to do this and that for you. The people are going to do this and that for you. And the likes like this. Watch out, you better be afraid of them. This doesn't increase them in fear of those people, rather increases them in faith in Allah. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. And they say, Allah will suffice us, Allah will protect us, Allah will aid us, Allah will help us. Allah is sufficient to suffice us in our affairs. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So the Shaykh, he says, لَقَدْ اِضْمَحَلَّ الْخَوْفُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَخْيَارِ وَخَلَفَهُ قُوَّةُ الْإِيمَانِ وَحَلَاوَتُهُ وَقُوَّةُ التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَالثِّقَةُ بِوَعْدِهِ وَالثِّقَةُ بِوَعْدِهِ. So at this time, the fear has left entirely from the hearts of these good people, of these good and noble people. And what has come in place of that fear is the strength of faith and its sweetness, and the strength of trust and reliance upon Allah, and believing and having trust in His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great benefit. He mentions again, وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ الْأَمْنِ فَلَا يُبْطِرُهُمْ. He said, and likewise they seek refuge, and they take shelter with their faith at times of safety and security as well. The previous issue was with regards to fear. They seek refuge in their faith at times of fear. Now he's referring to the issue of al-aman, the opposite of fear. At times of safety and security, they seek refuge and they find shelter in their faith. So it will not cause them to become arrogant. The security and safety they have will not cause them to become arrogant. وَلَا يُحْدِثُ لَهُمُ الْكِبْرِيَاءِ بَلْ يَتَوَاضَعُونَ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ فَضَلِهِ وَتَيْسِيرِهِ فَيَشْكُرُونَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ بِالسَّبَبِ وَالْمُسَبَّبِ الْأَمْنِ وَأَسْبَابِهِ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا حَصَلَ لَهُمْ ظَفَرٌ بِالْأَعْدَاءِ وَعِزٌّ أَنَّهُ بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ لَا بِحَوْلِهِمْ وَقُوَّتِهِمْ. So he mentioned here, at the time of safety and security, they seek refuge and they find shelter in their faith. So therefore, the security and safety that they find does not cause them to be arrogant. And it does not bring about for them pride and arrogance, and thinking that they're better than others. Rather, they humble themselves, and they know that it's a favor from Allah, and that it's a grace from Allah, and that it's Allah who has facilitated this affair for them. And they show thanks to the one who has bestowed the blessing of this means and made it easy for them. And he made the means of safety and security, and he facilitated for them. And they know that if they were to obtain success and authority over their enemy, or if they had any might whatsoever, then they know that it's from the power and the strength of Allah and His grace, and not from their own power and their own might. Not from their own power and their own might. And this is also from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a believer to follow daily. And from the greatest bounties and blessings is that person, he will come out of his house and he will go to the prayer. Or even if he's he will respond to the call to prayer, no matter where he's at. He will respond to the call to prayer, and no matter where he's at. And then in that call, or in that response to the call to prayer, you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala as-salah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And there's no power or authority, there's no strength or might to respond to that call except with the permission of Allah. And there's no power or might to do any good, or to be safe from any harm, or to perform any action, and in this life except for the permission and the power and the authority and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, a believer, he will seek trust and reliance and help in Allah, and he will know that the favor and the thanks is from Allah. If a person is stood for the prayers from the grace of Allah upon him, not because of his bounty and because of he's so good and he's so righteous. Rather, that's a favor from Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the believers, they know this. So at times of goodness, this is the case. They see this affair. They see this affair and they remember that the bounty and the favor is from Allah. And this is actually in reality and from the benefits of إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ removes shirk وَالْرِيَّ. And وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, it removes الْكِبْرِيَاءَ وَالْكِبْرِ وَالْعُجُبِ وَالْعُجُبِ. The Shaykh, he says, وَلْيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ عِنْدَ الطَّاعَةِ وَالْتَوْفِيقِ لِلْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. And also they find shelter and refuge in their faith at times of obedience and when they're given success to the righteous actions. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.